1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Today we call a woman who lost her credit card recently.
Oh, God, I feel bad.
It's been a couple days and she's been hesitant to cancel it because all of her accounts are tied to it.
Yeah.
So she's just hoping it's misplaced somewhere in her apartment.
Dude, I don't know where mine's been for over a month.
No.
I know that I haven't seen any weird activity yet.
And you still haven't canceled it?
No, because I have everything tied to it. It's such a pain in the butt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It'll show up.
This is why we call her to save the day.
Oh, yay.
Well, kind of. Because we tell her we found her credit card, but we also had to make sure it still works.
Oh.
It's your phone tab right now.
It's another phone tab.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, Audrey? My name's Ray. Ray Dio.
And who are you?
Your apartment manager gave me your number because I think I found your credit card.
You did?
Well, it's
are you serious?
Yeah, it's a blue Visa signature with the name Audrey on it. Is that you?
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank goodness. So it was on the first floor of the apartment complex right next to the elevators.
I cannot believe you found it. It must have, like, fallen out of my wallet. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I saw it at the exact same time this homeless guy did, too. So I had to wrestle him for it real quick, but we got it.
Okay. Oh, my God. You have no idea. Because I was just like, you know, I have all my auto pay stuff on that card.
He had no idea what was coming either. He didn't know I was going to tackle him and wrestle him and put him in a headlock. And
wow, that sounds like a lot.
I bet you're pretty grateful that I did all that for you.
I am so, yeah, thank you so much.
Of course. No, so I'm actually not at the apartment right now. I'm at McDonald's. Do you want me to pick you up a McChicken? A McCrispy? I'm not sure what they call it anymore. I haven't been in a while. I tried to treat myself.
Well, no. I mean, I don't.
Are you sure?
Wait a minute.
You can customize it on the app now. So you can add bacon or you can do no mayo. It's really easy.
No,
I can do it right now.
Wait a second. So are you saying that you bought lunch with your credit card, right?
No, I'm using yours, of course.
Wait, no. No, that's not okay.
I mean, I figured I did you a good deed for you, and so you probably would want to reward me, and I was hungry, so I just, you know.
Dude, come on. Seriously.
All that wrestling gave me the num-nums. You know, got a little hungies.
I'm happy to give you a reward, but you can't use my credit card.
Understandable, but I mean, listen, it could either be me using your credit card or some random homeless guy using a credit card. I figured I'd be the safer one with it.
Well, obviously not, because you're using it. You just went ahead and used my credit card without my permission.
Well, I told you.
Yeah, after the fact, you, like, just went and bought food with it.
Okay.
That's not cool at all.
No, you seem upset. I did not expect this. I thought you'd be very grateful and a lot more happy about this. I can return the lunch. Do they let you return French fries?
No.
I've never had to return them.
Just forget it. Like, keep the food. I want my credit card back.
Okay, the food and the gift basket. And then that's it, I think.
Oh, come on. Dude, what are you even talking about?
It's not for me. It's for our apartment manager. She's the one who gave me your number so I could get in touch with you. If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be on the phone
right
now.
And you're using my credit card to buy a gift basket?
Well, yeah, you think.
Like, where are you? Can you just come to the apartment?
Okay,
I will meet you somewhere.
All right, I have like 7 fries left. I'm going to leave McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to go. Shoot, I got to return the bottle of wine for Janice now.
What?
I didn't think of that.
Janice.
Well, she's a friend of mine. I was meeting the day that you lost your card. So if she wasn't waiting for me downstairs, that's actually why I went downstairs in the first place. So
what is wrong with you?
I never would have found your card if Janice didn't want to meet up for lunch.
So wait, you're going to just reward every single person who was involved in this process of just you happen to finding my card?
Well, I'm a nice person. I like to do nice things, you know, for people to spread love and positivity in the world.
No, love spreading joy with my credit card. You're not spending a dime.
Well,
spending your own money, you're spending my money.
I did also forget that your roommate Kesha told me to high-five you at the end of the prank phone call.
What?
Do I need to return that as well, or should I just charge that to the credit card while I have it?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, a high-five. Give it to me. Oh, you got your hand out?
This is Kesha.
No, this is Jose. Oh, you mean who set you up? Yeah, it was Kesha. Because this is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a prank phone call on you.
No! Wait a minute!
Yes, it's a phone tap.
Wait, can you find my credit card or not?
Well, I don't have it, but good news, Kesha has it. For real.
She does? For real?
She actually found it under the couch and immediately emailed us right away.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, I'm just happy for my apartment complex manager, myself, Janice, the homeless guy. I mean, we all got something.
The homeless guy?
Oh, yeah.
He got something.
Oh, no, no, no. Cash advance. Yeah, $700.
Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.